For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Chris Messini. I'm joined today by Charlie Pepitone, professor of theater and dance at Gonzaga University, and also producing artistic director at Square Top Theater, a theater collective which has just been awarded one of Spokane Arts Saga grants this year. Charlie, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, absolutely.
So tell us a little bit about Square Top Theater and what project you're working on.
Yeah, Square Top Theater is a company that's been around as a nonprofit organization since about 2007. We formed as a traditional repertory company in Southwest Colorado back then. And then after about 3 years, we realized the sort of theater we were going to need to make to be a traditional repertory company. And so after about 3 years of gathering audiences, we decided to change completely the direction. And so we reformed. We like to say we went out of business and got down to work. We reformed as an artist collective. So the kind of work we've been doing for the last 12 years is we have our members who are all over the world. We have collaborators who live in Europe. Our central playwright is an American writer named Damon Falk, and he lives in Norway right now. And so we come together as an organization, make work wherever we are, whether that's in the U.S. or it's abroad, and really try to work with whatever community we're in, and then disperse, work on a project over a long period of time, and then make another piece. So this will be our Spokane debut. I'm starting my my sixth year in Spokane, so It felt like time to do a work here in what's now my home.
And so tell us about the project that is specifically being funded by Saga and what that looks like.
So this theater production is called The Scent of a Thousand Rains, and it began life as a book-length poem by Damon Falk. And last September, I got together with a local professional actor, Ryan Childers, and Tana Bachman Bland, who's a violinist, and we began devising a theatrical adaptation of this poem. And so that started, this is pretty typical of our organization, is we just take a long time to work on a project necessarily. So it will have been in development for a year of looking at Damon's poem and letting Tana respond to that poem musically. She's composed a good many original pieces for the violin in response to the poem, and she's adapted some others. At one point you hear Vivaldi's Four Seasons, a piece from that she's completely adapted to this piece. Mm. You hear traditional Hungarian music, you hear Mormon hymns, all of this musical landscape that Tana's created. And then the central figure is played by Ryan Childers. His character is a man who has spent his life wandering, and he's been all over the earth. We hear references to Nepal and principally Budapest, where the principal action takes place, also the Southwest and Utah. He's a man who's been very transient. And so ultimately, The Scent of a Thousand Rains poses an answer to a question. The question was, what do we take hold of that will go on, that will not be lost in our human existence? And the answer that this production poses is that perhaps in a life of transience and loss, love and imagination is all that any of us can expect to take hold of, which is hopeful and sad and beautiful, like any good piece of theater should be.
And we have a short clip of some of the music and sound from the production, so we'll give a listen.
As for me, I would rather fall in love. I would rather fall in love with the possibility of you not loving me. For nothing else, because possibility and not knowing remain vital.
That was sound from Scent of a Thousand Rains, an upcoming production by Square Top Theater, which is being funded by a Saga grant from Spokane Arts. And I'm talking with Charlie Pepitone, producing artistic director of Square Top. And so you've been developing this project over the course of many years, it sounds like. And now you've brought it to Spokane, and what are the opportunities people have to be a part of it?
Yeah, this is the third in a series. So one of the things that we can do, thanks to the Saga grant, is all of our seats will be offered free to audience members, which is really amazing. One of the things that Square Top is really interested in is removing barriers, those traditional barriers between art consumption and art making. And for so many people, the sheer act of having to pay $35, $40, $50 for a seat to go and see live theater is just makes it completely impossible. So part of this grant funds the fact that now all seats are free, regardless of venue. Mm-hmm. So we premiere the production for the first time at the Vista House on top of Mount Spokane. It seats 50. So we'll be having online reservations for that. And all of those seats on September 13th and 14th are free of charge. And then on October the 3rd, we're bringing the show to the Lens Performance Space inside the downtown library, Spokane Public Library. And that seats, I believe, 310. Mm. And so all of those seats are also free of charge. And then part of the proposal was working with Spokane Public Radio to then capture sound and then broadcast that out to the listening area in Spokane and then outside from there.
Yeah, and we'll have more information about the broadcast on Spokane Public Radio in the future. And so if people are interested now in looking at ticket reservations, how do they go about doing that?
They can go to our website, which is www.squaretoptheater.org. Theater with an R-E, mm-hmm. SquareTopTheater.org, and all of the details are there.
Charlie Pepitone, thank you so much for talking with me, and we'll look forward to the broadcast on Spokane Public Radio and the three performances in Spokane.
Thanks so much.